Some much-needed rain in the forecast is a welcome relief for the Delta Fire Department heading into a pair of upcoming holidays where fireworks are typically prevalent throughout the city. Selling, possessing and transporting fireworks in Delta without a permit is prohibited. However, it doesn't necessarily stop people when it comes to Diwali on Monday, October 24, and Halloween a week later. This year's holidays come during drought-like conditions across the province. Normally, by this time of the year, we're like, okay, we made it through the summer with no major wildfires, and we're good to go. The farmers' agricultural burns are also kicking back in, explained Delta Fire Deputy Chief Dave Wood. But because of the weather, there are still no agricultural burns, and obviously, backyard burns are banned too. The fireworks are now our biggest issue moving into next week, and it's not just Halloween. Diwali on Monday is a big celebration, with fireworks as well. Bylaw enforcement officers and the Delta Police will be patrolling the streets both nights, keeping their eyes peeled and ears open for any screeching explosions of light going off within the city's boundaries. Being in possession of fireworks without a permit can result in a fine. Permits can be obtained through Delta Fire. There are provisions and you have to apply for the permit through our department. Then you have a bunch of benchmarks that you have to hit, including a fire safety plan. The permit also costs $200, Wood added. We know they are going to show up, permit or not. The downside right now is those trees you shoot a Roman candle into is going to burn right up compared to the past when it's been raining.